Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More
radio. Hi, Tom, Lou and Jack here from More Radio Breakfast.
Yes, and thank you very much indeed for downloading our podcast. We have got for you right now the very best of January. Now, look, people say January is the longest month of the year, but you know what? I agree. It was awful, except for us.
Huh? What are you saying? That we were the only shining light in the month?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Is this because you weren't drinking?
Well, no, I wasn't drinking. I was doing Dry January, and that's all gone belly up now, by the way. But no, listen, our job is to try and just, you know, lift the fog, lift the gloom and make you smile. Something I did very well. And Tom and Lou tried to do it and failed.
Oh. Listen, we're in lockdown 3. It ain't that easy. How was January for you, Lou?
January was okay. It could have been worse.
Hey, you bought a house.
I bought a house? Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I got Lou. Yeah, it was all right. I splashed a few hundred grand on a house. That's how much more she's getting paid than us. And I, for one, I'm not going to have it, Tom.
She's allowed her own house.
Yeah, but she's not allowed to buy it without us giving it the once over.
You should be worried as well, Lou, because when I moved into my house, Jack got me a rather unique moving in present.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Two donkeys appeared in the kitchen.
Phil and Grant. That's a true
absolutely
story.
Absolutely true. My wife, yeah, I was on air. My wife came down for breakfast morning one of the new house.
Yeah.
And there was two donkeys in the kitchen.
Yeah, wow. That'd be great. Yeah.
What livestock am I getting?
So you're not getting anything. But I have got a question for you. I mean, I'll get you something, but it's not going to be alive. I can't afford that. It's lockdown. Have you christened any of the rooms in your new house yet?
We haven't moved in.
And?
But they can't go
in. The lady still lives there.
It doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? You've got to get a feel for that. When Sally Ann and I bought our house in Hemfield, I said to the estate agent, yeah, we like it a lot. Can you just go outside for 5 minutes? And we were intimate in the house and we said, yeah, we enjoyed the way that feels. We're going to put an offer in.
So, Lou, this afternoon, go knocking on the door. Say, hi, Linda. Just nipping upstairs.
Feels a bit weird that woman onto be my youngest son's bedroom.
Okay. Let's get on with the pod. Should we get on with the podcast?
I think we should get on with the podcast.
It's worth pointing out, we'd love for you to share, rate and review the podcast if you can. It all helps get the message out there. Brings more people to the show. So if you do us a favour, that'd be wonderful.
Well, should we just say how it is? If you don't share, review and like it, we're not going to do another one to help us out. We're here busting our guts for you lot.
Anyway, here's the podcast.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More radio.
Oh, I love it so much. Nathan Evans, Weatherman on More Radio Breakfast. I never thought we'd be playing sea shanties, but you just can't help but like move along and smile, can you?
That Nathan Evans is like, yes, I'm having these 15 minutes. Boom.
I know, bless him.
Because we've heard of 220 quid and 220 kid and stuff like that. So good on you, Nathan. Go for your life.
What is it about sea shanty singing? It is so satisfying to listen to.
It's great.
How
just
hard?
Jig along.
Right, I've got a moment of inspiration during that song.
No.
How hard could it be for our Friday challenge?
Oh no!
Sea shanty singing. I think the key. I've done a bit before. The key here.
Of course you have.
The key here, guys, is to not think about what you're singing.
Oh God!
You just go with it. Okay.
Do we have to?
Yes, we get right. Okay. Right, Lou, give me a word. Any word.
Jedward.
Okay. Jedward, right. Here, just to get us into the mode, here we go.
Once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Billy of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, the burn below my Billy boys blow.
Jedward was the captain of the ship. They both had very lovely hairy nips. They sang a little song when they won the bow. Then Jedward did bail to cow.
I land there, I see your bird. Flying on the sea, I flying with a turd. I don't know why it's coming here to me. My name is Stewie and not Irie.
Stewie was a boy who... I don't know! Turds put me off!
The turd put you off.
Do another one.
Give me a word, Lou.
Porcupine!
Okay, go.
Once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Billy of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, the burn below my Billy boys blow. Hey!
The captain's ship was a porcupiney fella, and his favourite drink was a cold pint of cellar. He got quite fighty when he had a beer. His mother was always very near.
He was a porcupine, he was a goat. He wasn't a small giraffe in a coat. His favourite place was Buckingham Pal. Oh, that's where the Queen likes to do her well.
Queen, she said, oh, what are you doing here? You shouldn't be here, you should be at sea.
is the best of the day.
His favourite place was a bucket of bow.
I can only apologise. I'm sorry, I'm so bad at this.
So good. So good.
We have many things to be grateful for in life. The reason I say that is because there's a lot going on in the world at the minute. There's a little article here on the world's unluckiest people in history.
Okay.
Now, they've got three of the world's unluckiest people here that researchers have put together. So what I thought we'd do is put a little panel together. So you, maybe Lou and Jack, you can be judges and come up with, out of the three, mm-hmm. who you think is, in fact, worthy of the title of the world's unluckiest human being.
Okay.
Are you ready for three quite outstanding stories this morning?
Yes.
Here we go. Here, let's do it. Here's story number. These are all true. You can look them up.
Yeah.
We're taking you, first of all, to Spain. A guy called Costas went into hospital just for a minor operation. That happened to be the 1 week in his entire life that he didn't do his lottery numbers.
No.
With his village... He didn't do the lottery numbers, and they won as a village that week €922 million on the jackpot. This is in 2011. He was the only person not to buy that lottery ticket.
Surely they gave him a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, they didn't. They're all multi-millionaires now and all left the village to go live up in the hills in big houses, and he's still there.
Oh.
Okay, so there's unlucky guy number one.
Well, okay. If I was Costas, bad things. I would have done bad things.
Unlucky person number two to vote on here, mm-hmm. a lady called Violet Jessop. She was an Irish Argentinian nurse in the olden days.
Okay.
She was on board RMS Olympic, and that boat had a mid-sea collision. She had to abandon ship in 1910.
Right.
She survived. 2 years later, she got on board a boat called the Titanic. She survived.
Right.
It was 1912.
Oh.
2 years after that, she got on board a boat called the HMS Britannic, which was hit by a World War One mine.
Oh, my God.
She survived.
Whoa.
So far, she's lucky.
The following year, she decided she wasn't going to go on a boat again. So that was her. Three boats in 5 years are all sunk.
But she survived all of them.
Unlucky or lucky, but she's on the list of the unlucky
people. Okay.
Final one. So you've got the lottery guy, the boat nurse.
The boat nurse.
And then this guy. Roy Sullivan. American. Okay, this is in the 1960s and 1970s. He had a particularly unlucky period where he was struck by lightning four times within 5 years.
What?
Wait, that ain't it. Okay? After he came out of hospital and went home, he said to his wife, "I'm never going out again." It took a year to coax him out. To
Fair
get
enough.
Him out of this phase he was in, and quite understandably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please tell me, guys.
A month into finally being coaxed out of his house, he was struck by lightning.
No.
That's true. Look him up. Roy Sullivan.
Is he alive?
He survived. So, I want you to vote on the world's unluckiest person. Costas, the lottery guy. Violet, the lady who was on the Titanic and all the other ships. Or Roy, Mr. Lightning Rod. Who are we going with?
I'm going for Roy.
You going Roy?
Darling, the time has come. I love you. Thank you for making me do this. I'm just going to get some milk.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Yeah, a lot of rain coming over the next few days, which is why yesterday, before the rains came, I fitted my, and this is, makes me very cool, my garage door storm guard to protect the undercarriage from the wet.
What's a storm guard? Surely the door is the guard.
No, no.
Your garage door got pants.
My garage door had a gap under it, so the water kept coming in halfway through up into the garage.
Like a very good door.
Did you buy a new door?
No, I bought a storm guard.
What is it?
It prevents your undercarriage getting wet.
Yeah, but what is it?
It's a flap.
Right, that's enough. Just move on for crying out loud.
All right.
There's no time of the day for flaps and undercarriages.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Hope you're okay. One of the big things I'm looking forward to when this is all over and done with this darn pandemic is getting out to a nice hotel. I love a hotel.
Yeah, I do.
Well, one girl over, this is over in the States. You might well have seen this. It's been doing the rounds over the last 24 hours. It's quite extraordinary. It's gone viral a bit, her post, but it's her birthday and she's complaining to her mum that she's desperate to go to a hotel. Things in America are a little more lax. They're
lax.
Hotels are open. So her mum bought her and her partner a night away in, oh, in a hotel, nice, in their local town. But she thought, here you go, it's your birthday, it's a little night away. Unfortunately, the mum had booked them into a hotel where couples swap.
Ooh, oh, come on.
Yes. You book into your room and then you just knock on another door and swap ideas, if you will.
Do you have to go with that? What if you don't like what you find in that room?
I don't know the
can you carry
outs.
On?
No.
Jack, though.
See, all this, you give it this. You shake your keys, right, and they know okay. It's on. And they're at the door, and you're like that. Tom, I didn't know you were here. What are you doing here? You know Lou's down there.
She was suspicious when on the pillows, instead of chocolates, there was a naughty lover's kit packed with all sorts of accessories.
What, like what?
I don't want to say it on the radio.
Why? It's early. Go on.
Can you see me through the window, Lou?
Yeah.
If I do this hand gesture.
Oh, God. Okay.
What on earth was that?
That was quite violent.
Yeah, what's an egg whisk doing there?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
You might be planning to watch Dancing on Ice because that's back on the telly.
Nope.
There's been loads of problems. Denise Van Outen, was it dislocated her shoulder?
She broke
like
it in three places,
did
I
she?
Think.
Oh, yeah. Nasty. So she's pulled out of the show, fair enough. But there's been all sorts of different issues, including this. Faye Brooks used to be in Corrie. They're thinking about kicking her off because she's done something naughty. She's basically tried to become an influencer on Instagram, and she's posted a couple of different pictures where she's like plugged different products. There was a fitness massage gun and a clothing brand as well, but she's sort of done it in relation to the show, saying, look what I've been wearing in practices and look what's helped me when I've got achy muscles.
I don't like these people,
right,
man.
So Dancing on Ice aren't happy that
sign a contract when right. you it's the same with all these sort of reality TV shows.
It is. You can't use a platform like you've got to try and get stuff for free off the back of it. It's out of order because normal people can't. Hang on a sec. Normal people can't do that. Excuse me. Excuse me. Hang on a sec. Sorry.
It's really professional.
It's just having a swig of weird
no, it's,
water.
No, it's just having a. No, it wasn't actually. It was a coffee from my new Nespresso machine. My God, that's rich. Anyway, as I was saying, you can't go on saying that. Where did you see this, Lou?
In the Sun.
Is it the Sun? Right, yeah. Hang on, let me just have a look. I'll just put on my. Unbreakable quicksilver glasses that I've got with bendable frames. Oh, there it is. Look at that. Absolutely disgraceful that is. That sort of thing gives me the you know what I mean? Not as much as how cold it is in here today. Are you cold, Lou? You said you were cold.
Yeah, I've tried turning the heating up. It's not really doing anything,
is it? Just going to put on my jacket from O'Neill, which is not only casual looking, but padded and warm as well. Just get that
right.
On. I'll tell you what, so I'm not nearly as expensive as
saying,
you think.
You
I
saying.
Was saying, don't use your position to benefit yourself. This sort of thing annoys me. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to be thinking about this all the way home today in my Mercedes from Rivervale Leasing.
All right, that's enough.
You know what I mean?
Thank
it's
you.
Just out of order, Tom. It's out of order.
Just fade him down.
Yes, actually, undo this zip on this Adidas tracksuit top that I got sent. Getting a bit too snug now. What would you know?
And more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Oh, right. Have you guys ever bought a house with one of these online estate agents?
No, I haven't. But they're getting more and more prominent, aren't they?
It's horrible.
Oh, no.
Right. It's an interesting review coming up
here.
Absolutely,
because I've considered it when we do it. Yeah. But we're starting to get the 7-year itch, I think, as
well
in our house.
No, it's too stressful, right? So we found a house that we really like. And normally, when you offer on a house, you sort of go to the estate agent and say, OK, we're going to put an offer in for this amount. And they'll say, OK, well, it might be a little bit low, but I'll try.
Sure.
They'll go and say, is it any good? And they'll come back and say, no, that's too low. They would accept this, though. OK, right, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
Job done. No. Not with this, because it's all done on like, it's like MSN Messenger. It's like having a dating app for houses.
So you negotiate via text?
Yeah, with the actual owner. There's nobody else getting in the way
no,
doing the niceties.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's awful. And we got yesterday to the point where we were like, checking messages every 2 minutes, nothing coming through. Oh my God, the message. Okay, no, I can't read it yet because I'm be too keen. Okay, let's read it now.
Yeah, but that's the whole.
Oh, Luke.
That's the whole. What was that film about social media that was on Netflix? The Social Dilemma,
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, right.
That's like that, because they
is.
Know you've read the message.
Yeah.
So that's... But so what exactly, Lou? Sorry to cut you off, Donnie, because I'm really interested, because I don't know. What exactly does the online estate agent do?
Nothing. Well, they probably will start doing stuff now. But it was so tense yesterday. It was literally us and the owner, and we're sort of like a little bidding war between the two of us. And
that's funny.
And you're like, let's leave it half an hour, so make a wait. It's like a dating app.
So they connect you, and then once the offer's been sorted out and accepted, they'll probably take care of
then
the paperwork.
Then somebody will swoop in and deal with.
But that's
because
that's awkward. I don't think
I'd
like
it?
That.
No, I don't. I like also. That's the only time that you ever get to hear the words double aspect. Do you know what I mean? when you're in there with an estate agent.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, Lou, if you want us to step in and take over the negotiation phase, we can do that.
We'll do that, no problem. We'll give us their address, I'll get my bat.
Why do you have to be so aggressive? Jeepers.
She's a woman in her 60s.
Oh dear. I was going to send her a cake. You're going round with a Dunlop bat. Oh, Lou. Good luck anyway.
It's all sorted now, thank you.
Have you bought it?
We're buying a house.
Yeah!
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
How you doing? You're with Tom, Lou and Jack. Tom has challenged us to come up with a new laugh. Apparently scientists say you can change your laugh if you don't like it.
Yeah.
I thought I'd give you a quick blast of this. Have any of us gone anything like this guy, the greatest laugh in the history of the world?
What is
that? There's a guy laughing.
He's a sea lion.
Right, listen, I've had a thought about mine.
Yeah.
Right, Tommy, you ready to go?
Lou, have you got yours in your mind?
Yes, I've been inspired by a certain individual who I think we'll all know.
I'm not going to ask you just to do it, so I'm going to tell you a really cracking knock-knock joke, and then off the back of the knock-knock joke, you laugh. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready, Lou?
I'll go first, am I?
Yeah, you're going first. Knock-knock.
Okay. Who's there? Sorry.
Tank.
Tank who?
You're welcome.
Who am I inspired by?
That guy.
No.
Kind of
Janice from Friends.
Okay.
So that's what you're going with?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Jack, not.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes the police. Come out with your hands up. Okay, all right. You guys, they're just painful laughs.
That sounds like some kind of siren.
Okay, fine. You ready, Tommy?
Yeah, right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who?
You just said it. That's Krusty the Clown! Oh, you can't rip off other people's laughs! You got to give it more.
Right, let's all laugh together. Right, a little sensitive, this story, but I think it's important we talk about it. There's a game-changing new COVID test coming out of China, and researchers are saying it's more accurate than traditional tests. I've yet to have a COVID test. I haven't needed one. Have you, Lou?
I did. Yes. Well, when I was off ill last week, I had one, because at the beginning, I was really worried that it was COVID symptoms.
It's not pleasant, apparently, the test.
I didn't mind it, actually, because they do shove a thing up your nose, and that's the thing I was scared of. The bit in the back of your throat is worse, because it makes you gag.
Right. Well, if mouth swabs and nasal tests are not your thing, look away now, because this is squeaky bum time. This is a rectal COVID test.
I'm off. I'm going to make some tea.
Which apparently, according to China, is far more accurate. So, logistically, I don't know how that would work down Plumpton Racecourse. But
nowhere near your lungs.
It's not, is it? No, and listen, I can't, you know what I mean? Would I be happy with that? No. I'll have the nose and the mouth thing. I had to take Jeff to the vet the other day, and the vet put the thermostat up his bottom as they do.
Oh,
the
and they
dogs.
Go, oh!
Well, no, and as he did it, Jeff the puppy, he did look at me and he audibly said, "Jesus, Dad." Okay, you know what I mean?
Is it self-administered or does somebody else have to do it for you?
I don't know.
Which would you prefer?
Can we not talk about this anymore?
Okay. Well, you brought it up, Tom, and I'm just going to say this once. I'm there for you.
That's me.
If you need a hand.
I'd like to talk about our special relationship with America.
Oh.
I don't know why it's so special.
You sound a little bit like Boris Johnson.
We look after each other, don't we?
We do, I suppose. We speak English. I suppose that's kind of good.
And also, it'll be even better now Trump's gone. Ta-da, son.
The people of the United Kingdom, hello, listeners, have been asked to come up with their 10 favourite things to come out of America ever. Okay? So mm-hmm. These are the things that the states have given us that we love here in the UK. I've got the top 10 here. What do you think might feature in that top 10?
Pearl Jam.
Well, you love, I mean, you love them as a band, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, they're my favourites.
Yeah, they're not in the top 10. Okay.
I think if the people have voted, Burgers.
Yeah, okay. Burgers is going to be up there.
All right, so you think here in the UK we voted Burgers, yeah?
Yeah, like kind of McDonald's type thing.
Jack, do you want to widen your search a little?
Well, I did lean towards Coca-Cola, Lou.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go Coca-Cola. Okay.
Let's find out, shall we, what the good people of the United Kingdom feel are the best 10 things to ever come out of the United States of America. At 10, it's NASA.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
At number 9,
thank you very much.
Elvis Presley. At number 8, Hollywood movies, of course.
Yes. Yeah.
At number 7, Barack Obama.
I was going to say him. I'm glad he's in there.
Close behind Barack. At number 6 is KFC.
Well, his finger looking good, isn't it?
Beaten Barack Obama. That's a bit depressing.
And Elvis.
We voted for this. At number 5, it's Apple. At number 4, it's McDonald's. There's your burger, Lou. At 3, Coca-Cola.
I thought it'd be in there.
And the top 2 best things ever to come out of America, according to British people. At number 2...
Motown!
No, it's Disney.
Oh, of course! Yeah.
And the number 1, come on, the best thing ever the States has given us.
Turn this god-awful music off, will you? No, think! What beats Disney?
Nothing.
No, it can't. I was going to say Star Wars, but that comes under film. I've got no idea, mate.
Netflix.
Oh.
Finished Narcos last night. So good. Love you, Netflix.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
New statistics out as to what women are looking for in 2021 when it comes to finding a man.
Hello there.
Forget tall, dark and handsome. Women now apparently want tall, green and handsome.
Green?
Yes. Yeah, so
eco-friendly?
Eco-friendly. Uh-huh. Men that are conscious of recycling, being generally green in their life.
Yeah.
That's a very attractive trait. Good green credentials in a lover is what they want.
Listen, look no further, ladies, because I recycle all of my cans.
Lou, is that something coming to you as a lady here? Is that something that would... an attractive attribute.
Yeah, definitely.
I guess it would be.
Yeah, you've got to care about the planet. Yeah.
I also recycle all of my milk bottles.
But let me put this to you, Lou. If you had a choice
as well as used margarine pots.
A choice of two guys to go out with. Yeah. You've got Brad Pitt here on the left.
Yeah.
Even my printer paper.
Who doesn't recycle.
Yeah.
But then on the right, you've got Mr. Average Joe that does. You're still going to go Brad Pitt,
all of
you?
My cardboard into the blue bin.
Well, how do we know Brad doesn't recycle?
Well, he doesn't.
Have best of both.
Yeah. Brad Pitt is an absolute mug when it comes to recycling. I saw him once throw a glass pesto jar into the plastics bin. You'll never catch me doing that. Oh, no.
All right.
And do I wash my bits before I put in the recycling bin?
I hope not. Don't you'll get trapped in the lid.
Well, I'm not talking about my genitalia. I'm talking about household goods.
Jack washes his bits.
Oh, so you're mocking me for having clean bits? Jack. What's that say about your bits, Tom?
Let's move on.
Tom's got grubby bits.
Grubby bits.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Right, I'm going to reveal something that I did yesterday.
Oh, no.
Well, my wife's got this new little toy that she does, this new exercise thing, right?
Excuse me, it was Lou that raised her eyebrows at me, not the other way around. That might surprise you, but it's true.
It's an exercise toy that she's been using the last month, during January. And I've like, what's doing? Oh, okay. Anyway, so I saw it lying on the floor yesterday. I thought, I'm going to give that a go.
Is this what you were recommending to me yesterday?
Yes, it was.
This bit's getting weirder and weirder.
I gave it a go, and I have to say, this morning I am absolutely wrecked. My body, I mean, it feels great. It was one of the most intense exercises I've ever done.
Oh.
Well, you don't tend to do intense exercise, so that doesn't mean much.
45 minutes of skipping.
Oh, skipping is brutal.
Skipping is absolutely.
I done it when I used to do some boxing with my friend Scott. Morning, Scott. Love you, mate. And he used to get me skipping, and it is absolutely brutal for a cardio workout. I don't think there's anything harder than skipping.
I asked Maxine to film me a little bit because I wanted to see how close it was going to under. And I tell you what, I looked like a 10-year-old girl I skipped. I might as well go ring and ring and ring.
He did one leg and then the other.
Yeah, that's it. Really high knees, Lou. Yeah. The key to that is you've got to keep your feet as close to the floor as you can.
Right.
Did you start doing the old fancy tricks with the
skipping? Oh, I tried, but then I caught the old boy. And that was
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
If you're stuck at home with your other half at the moment and things are a little bit of a struggle because you're with each other 24/7, you've got nothing to do. I've got a possible project for you to get involved with.
Go on, then.
A company want a couple, so various couples, to test aphrodisiacs that you can grow at home.
Ooh.
So you have to test their effectiveness on that, but also you need to grow them yourself and care for them too. Yeah. So it's a little gardening project alongside, which is kind of cute.
Are they herbal remedies?
Yeah, it's lavender, chilies and asparagus.
What? Oh, I love asparagus because it makes your wee smell funny.
Oh, Jack.
What is an aphrodisiac again?
Makes you want to go to bed.
It heightens the love hormone, sleep. Doesn't it?
Yes.
Like, is you horny?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So you can grow Viagra in your garden.
What else you got, Lou?
No, just asparagus, chilies and lavender.
That's the main one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I did the other day? What's the time? It's the first thing to show. It's fine. The other day I was making dinner. Me and Sal have been really healthy, so we're cooking like all fresh produce. And I was cutting a red chilli. And I cut the chilli, this is true, and I didn't wash my hands afterwards and I had a scratch. For the first time in my adult life, that area was on fire. I was in absolute pieces. I was standing at the sink with my trousers down, with the cold tap running, and Sal came in the front door and went, "What the hell are you doing?" I turned around with tears in my eyes. I said, "I got a chilli, Willy."
I burned it. Yeah, we're not signing you up for this trial,
Jack. It really did hurt.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Wishing two astronauts well later on today. They are going to be going on a spacewalk outside the International Space Station to install Britain's first contribution, first big piece of kit that we've sent up. So they need to install it on the outside of the space station.
Okay. Do you know what it is?
Yes. It's a Nespresso machine. No, it's not.
It's George Clooney's up there. He's doing it right now.
Yeah, what else?
That's typical for Britain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's going to be this huge piece of kit which is going to help boost broadband speeds around the world.
Oh,
something
cool.
Something like that. A communication bit of kit. But two astronauts have got to do a six-hour spacewalk with instruction manual.
Screw
From us Brits, yeah.
Screw that.
Would you not like that?
No, what? You're having a laugh. You've got to be a certain breed to do that. Imagine opening the door. Who's going first? You want to go? I ain't going out there. You want to go out there first? Imagine me and you up there trying to sort that out, Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm like, paper, scissors, stone. Come on, I can't. My gloves are too thick.
For me, it's just, you're safe. You've got a little rope clipped on.
A little rope?
I think you're right.
We were all pretty sick of the usual walks we've been going on around our neighbourhood. It would make a change.
A little rope. Well. Right, Tom, put your collar on. Okay, don't worry. This is one of them extendable dog leads. Right, off you go.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Oh, this is so lovely. I'm reading about a couple who got married. I think it was just before Christmas, before the sort of lockdown came back in and put, you know, an end to all that. They could only have 15 people at their ceremony. Now, originally, they'd planned a big wedding. And the girl, Megan, she got 10 bridesmaids. And obviously, that just wasn't going to happen. They had to scrap all the bridesmaids. And so to be sort of efficient and to double up, what she's done, and this is so cute, she's got her two nans to be her bridesmaids.
That is lovely.
What a lovely idea.
Nans are great, man.
Nans are
just brilliant, isn't they? They've been there, seen it, done it. They know everything. Yeah. And they give you money.
Lou, can I ask if you still got your nans ahead of your wedding?
No, I have no nans. And Peter hasn't got any nans either. I can't even borrow any.
No, I've got no nans to borrow. Jack, you're the only one with a nan to borrow
right,
to lend.
Well, listen, let me tell you, Lou. I've got two crackers, thankfully, still with me. My nanny Joyce and my nanny Julie. You know, both available. Both willing to do it. Both different rates. You know,
right.
What?
Joyce is
what?
Far more expensive due to her time in the ships.
Yeah, listen, if you want comedy, you're going to go for Joyce.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Not only comedy, but she does a hell of a panpipe solo.
I was going to say she's a panpipe nan, isn't she?
Yeah, exactly. But if you want the voice of an angel with a bit of blue, because she does like limericks, Nanny Julie, all the way. So you make the choice. Oh. Yeah, Joyce will cost you £845 an hour.
Oh, wow.
Julie, Nanny Julie, slightly cheaper at £844 an hour. Okay.
It's going to be a great ceremony.
Plus expenses.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Clean Bandit, Louisa Johnson, Tears on More Radio Breakfast for your Friday morning with Tom, Lou and Jack. Which one is Louisa Johnson? Wasn't she an X Factor or Britain's Got Talent?
Yeah, she was X Factor. I don't know how far she got.
Oh, I follow her on Instagram. She won it. She won it. And it was when they did the final at Wembley. And she did...
You know a lot about this.
What's her date of birth? Star sign? Favourite colour?
She was born in 85. She did the Beyonce... listen.
What's the name of her siblings?
David and Goliath.
Very good.
What you got, Lou?
Well, I'll do. Right, we've discussed... David and Goliath. Let's calm down. We've discussed how we're not big fans of the whole driverless car thing, have we?
No, we're not.
Not yet.
Things have got worse, guys. This is bad. Air taxis.
Well, I don't mind a...
I'm listening. Let's hear details.
I want to have a go in a flying car, even though I don't like flying.
This is a drone with people suspended from it, and it'll take you from Brighton to London in 30 minutes. It's going to travel at 150 miles an hour, which is fast.
That's pretty good commute.
When there's no driver.
Are you suspended? I imagine you're... When you say suspended, you're just in like a little... swing that you get at the park.
I picture like the RAF lifting off a stuck cow from the side of a mountain. You know what I mean?
No, it's a little pod, but I mean, you know, the drone's sort of doing its thing above your head, and you're in this little pod underneath it, off to London.
The issue I have with these things is it's not going to be convenient like booking a cab. You're still going to have to go to some kind of hub.
Well, I don't know. And it's a drone; it can take off anywhere.
It's also how high you go, because. I'll tell you what would freak you out, and I'm not a big fan of flying. I can manage with a plane. I don't know why, I can just get it managed. But I've been in like helicopters before, which I also quite enjoyed. But when you're up really high, there's something different to when you're not that high. Like I was in a helicopter once, and it flew just past, and you'll know this, Lou, about 100 feet above the transmitter in Heathfield.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that I can't handle.
Yeah.
Because, like, well, no, I know how high that is. I'm too close to it.
You've got to be well out of the way of other stuff.
Yeah, and a drone would do the same sort of heights. And it's not for me.
I did a parachute jump, but not a bungee jump, because the bungee jump was too close to the ground. Do you know what I mean?
I did the third biggest bungee jump in the world. It was the worst 10 seconds of my life.
But you're missing the point here. The moment you're just showing off, the fact is there's no driver, there's no pilot on this thing.
Listen, I think it's out of order to say that Tom and I are show-offs. We're not. Have I lost the best part of a stone? Yes. But I'm not mentioning it all the time. That would be showing off.
There it is.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Jimbo in Burgess Hill says, why on earth are you not taking a Swiss Army penknife? Well, I mean, it's got tweezers. I'll never know.
But yeah, the Swiss Army knife is good, but it's a little bit small. I was thinking about this. Tom is in the film Castaway, and him and his wife Maxine had a heated discussion about if you were stranded on a desert island, what would be the one thing you would take?
The most useful thing.
You said...
Cable ties.
Maxine said...
Lighter.
Well, I've been thinking about it over the length of chasing cars, and mine would be a large, very sharp knife.
Yeah, I think I'm with Jack, actually.
Do you reckon?
Because you can reflect the sun off of it to start fires.
Yeah.
You've got your cable ties to build your shelter, but you haven't got anything to cut down the stuff to build your shower. You can hunt with a knife. You can shave with a knife. Because I get itchy beard.
I thought I might shave, yeah. I thought I might find a bit of shard of rock that was sharp enough.
Well, you might do, but you might not.
This isn't the movies. So this is real life.
You're taking a knife.
I can't believe out of you, Maxine and Jack, I've gone with Jack.
Mm.
Why can't you believe that, Lou?
Lou,
let me tell you something.
Lou, you've impressed me.
I'm just going to clear this up once and for all and just get rid of the whole charade that is this show. If you ever find yourself in a dangerous situation, you want me with you and not Tom.
That's not true. That's very
Tom has admitted
situation?
To me more than once that if we were in the trenches, God forbid, he would ask me to put my head up first to see if it was clear.
That's because I'd be an officer and you'd be a private.
So there you go. Yeah, the one that learns how to fight. Not the one that's going, come on then, boys. Over you go. Oh, we're back to posh boys again.
I say, Ginger.
Oh, don't worry, we'll get Jack to have a look. He's rather slow. Up you go, Jack.
See, I saw Tom as more of a strategist, but now I'm thinking you're both, Jack. You're winning on both sides.
And I'm red hot in the sack and all.
Oh, get a room, you two.
You're with Tom and Lou and Jack, and the requests have come in. Early on the show, we had Nathan Dawes. Is it Nathan Dawes?
Nathan Evans.
Nathan Evans, sorry. And 220 Kids, who are number one in the charts with the Wellerman Sea Shanty. We had a go, and people want some more.
Yeah. Oh, God. Sea Shanty singing is so satisfying to listen to.
Very satisfying.
I'm really bad at it, though. I didn't even finish last time.
Yeah, right. But you just got to believe in yourself,
okay.
Lou.
Come on, Lou. You can do this. So
you can.
We're gonna Sea Shanty now. Just don't think about the lyrics. Just whatever flows.
Okay.
Right, Lou, give us a word.
Pineapples.
Pineapples. All right, let's just get into the right mode. Here we go. Let's
this
just...
was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, up down below my bully boys blow.
Oh, my name is Tommy Doe. I walk down the street with a spiky loo. Why, I got a loo urinal on my back. I'll carry it around in a hairy sack.
My hairy sack is going to split. Oh my God, the sack's leaking. What am I going to do with this mess? I know what I'll do. I'll call Daily Tess.
Daily Tess, she turned up and cleaned up the mess that Jack had left. Daily Tess, she is legendary for cleaning up the mess.
Yeah! We are shanties.
I carry it around in a hairy sack.
I'm sorry.
So that is it. Thank you so much for sticking it out all the way to the very end of January's podcast, despite the terrible singing. We'll have another one for you in February.
Yeah, another best bits, another month, the highlights anyway for you next month. We are back on air, by the way, Monday to Friday, if you want to listen to the show live, from 6 until 10.
Yeah, and if you don't, then to hell with you.
Jack, what is this aggression today?
I'm just trying to get the figures up.
Okay.
I don't think it's helping.
Thanks for downloading. We'll see you back on More Radio, 6 a.m. Monday to Friday.
Tom, Lou and Jack, the best bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More.